This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military has now renewed calls for mass evacuation from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widens its ground offensive and bombards targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. The expanded operations followed the expiration of weeks-long ceasefire aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration.